The House will come to order. Please stand. The flag salute will be led by Representative Brent Barton.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our invocation this morning will be presented by the Reverend Dr. David Wheeler, who is the senior minister at the First Baptist Church of Portland. Dr. Wheeler.
Please come to a moment of prayer with me. Wonderful Creator, we thank you for the beauty and the bounty of this place we call Oregon, for ocean shores and mountain slopes, for fields and forests and orchards and river valleys and all their bounty. And we thank you, Lord, for the bounty of the people who are here in rural villages and small towns, in city neighborhoods, in all the languages and cultures and personal and family histories that are represented here. We thank you for the richness of our state. And Lord, I pray for these legislators, the servants of your people. I pray that in this session you will give them wisdom, patience, kindness, that they can persevere and collaborate to serve your people in this great state, so that it might begin to come true even here and now, that your kingdom will come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wheeler. Privileged to have you here and your spouse here with us this morning. We have a second component to our opening ceremonies this morning to be presented by the Drug Court Theater Troupe from Josephine County. Bobby Kidder is the director. They're going to be performing a skit for us this morning, Short and Sweet, a symbol of this session, Short and Sweet. They are guests this morning of Representative Ron Maurer. Welcome to the House.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and thank you very much for inviting us here today. We want to thank the House for their hospitality and particularly Representative Maurer. My name is Bobby Kidder. I'm a drama therapist. We are launching our third year of Drug Court Theater in Josephine County, and honoring our commitment to be short and sweet, I will turn you over to the troupe to tell our story.
Why should you care? Please, hear me speak.
I live with the rich, and I live with the poor. I live down the street, and maybe next door.
My power is awesome. Try me and see. But if you do, you may never break free.
The nightmares I'll give you while you're lying in bed, the voices you'll hear from inside your head.
The sweats, the shakes, the visions you'll see. I want you to know these are all gifts from me.
You'll give up everything. Your money, your home, your friends, your family. And then you'll be all alone. You'll regret to use me. They always do. But you came to me, not I to you.
Now that you've met me, what will you do? Will you try me or not? It's all up to you. I can bring you more misery than words can tell. Come and take my hand. Let me lead you to hell.
She looked in the mirror. Her smile was back. She had lost her teeth for a while, and with it, her smile.
and now new teeth and new smile. Of course, she didn't have to show her teeth all of the time, but it was like a life in recovery. Now, she had options. If you look back, you see a girl who needed to find her voice. But she wanted to belong. She had four kids with four fathers. Those beautiful babies were not enough reason for any of those dads to stay. That kept feeling bad and then worse. Then eventually there was meth and getting busted. They took her kids. That was the lowest point. She was an addict, all alone. She could not stop crying. Now you might look at her and think, wow, she's steeped in the culture. This doesn't look promising. He'd be right. Her place was the hub. Outside of town and way outside the law. Yes, he'd be right. She was in trouble. But what you are forgetting is the strength of a mother's heart. She wanted her family back, and she set out to regain that. She learned a lot about the power of forgiveness. Her children taught her that. Only one said, no more. She's not my mother anymore. Today, she is forging new connections and feeling very motivated. And when you get a mother motivated, look out. She's finding her voice. I'm Cynthia, and I have 683 days clean and sober today. And this is my oldest daughter, Michelle.
Through the recovery process, I'm a disabled vet, father. I've managed to get my children back. And I have 592 days clean. Thank you.
Being in recovery has helped me focus on starting my own business that will work with people that are trying to keep their families together. My name is Julie, and I have 542 days clean and sober.
Getting clean and sober and remaining in recovery has not only helped me to better my life to become a business owner and a homeowner, but it's also given me an opportunity to work with the community and to reach out and help people in recovery and those out of recovery reach recovery. I am Dave, I am blessed, and I have 392 days clean and sober.
Gift that recovery has given me is the ability to actually laugh, like the gut-wrenching laugh and the joy that I never thought I could have if I wasn't loaded. And so that's just one of the gifts that I've had in recovery. My name is Jennifer, and I have 939 days clean and sober today.
Courtesies. Let us begin with a recognition of a moment in Oregon history. Representative Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today's sesquicentennial history minute is from the Oregon Encyclopedia, a statewide project supported by Portland State University, Oregon Historical Society, and Oregon Council of Teachers of English, with generous support from the Oregon Cultural Trust. This history minute is written by Sherry Bartlett Brown. She writes of Eva Emery Dye, who lived from 1855 to 1947. Eva Emery Dye composed what she believed were America's epic stories: the contested settlement of the Northwest Coast, the Lewis and Clark Expedition, and the Overland Trail migrants. Pioneering the genre of historical fiction in the Pacific Northwest, Dye adopted a style that was a curious blend of fact, fiction, biography, and romance. Dye and her husband Charles moved to Oregon City in 1881, and she was soon chronicling the turbulent history of American Protestant missionaries and pioneers and their British fur trading counterparts throughout the Oregon country. In 1900, she published McLaughlin and Old Oregon, and 2 years later, The Conquest, The True Story of Lewis and Clark. Her lasting legacy, however, endured in her determination to bring her stories to life with as much detail and veracity as possible. Few pioneer descendants were beyond her reach, and she recorded and preserved their recollections before translating them into her own epic vision. Dye unearthed diaries and documents of the West's early explorers, as well as surviving letters and pioneer reminiscence that she donated to libraries and historical societies. It was these tireless research efforts, together with her lifelong writing and enthusiastic public speaking on the Western past, that made Dye a popular and respected champion of regional history and literature. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and colleagues.
Thank you. Further courtesies, Representative Maurer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll draw your attention to the side aisle over there. I'm honored to introduce the Josephine County Drug Court Theater Troupe. They're here today specifically to receive the Outstanding Community Service Award from the Governor's Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs. The traveling troupe was instituted in 2007 under the exceptional direction of Miss Bobby Kidder. The participants use their personal experiences relating to the effects of substance abuse to develop its productions. To our knowledge, this is the only group of its type in the nation. With us today are Casey Black, Drug Court Coordinator. Raise your hand, Casey. Thank you. We have Bobby Kidder, Director, and the performers are David Wilson, Cynthia Gillen, Jennifer DeForest, Julie Gilkey, Gerald Smith, and Robin Carlson. Accompanying today was Rick Jones, who is the Director of Choices, the recovery program that works directly with Josephine County Oregon Drug Court. Thank you and congratulations on your award.
Yes, congratulations and welcome to your Oregon House of Representatives. For the courtesies, Representative Greg Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, it's with great admiration that I introduce to you a colleague and a constituent of mine, Andrea Taylor. Tyler. She is from Enterprise, Oregon, in the beautiful county of Wallowa. She is a prevention specialist for Wallowa County and is a tremendous partner in the Wallowa Valley Together Project. She focuses on prevention of gambling, alcohol, tobacco, and other drug use. She's an advocate for reducing teen pregnancy, suicide, and internet, and building up media safety. She's a tremendous volunteer in Wallowa County and the City of Enterprise, and if you would join me in extending courtesies, it'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Andrea.
Further courtesies, Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, I just wanted to introduce and recognize my cousin, Anthony Eggert, who's here in the upper gallery, visiting from California, where he's a senior policy advisor with the California Air Resources Board. He's here to testify before a joint hearing of the House and Senate Committee this afternoon. We're confident we'll benefit from his perspective. Thank you.
Further courtesies, Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable colleagues, I'd like to ask you to extend courtesies to my outstanding intern in the office from across the street at Willamette. Andrew Miller is at Willamette studying politics and economics, and he has a grade point average 3.7 plus. One of the neat things about Andrew is he studied abroad. He was an intern in the embassy in Oslo, Norway, which must have been a great experience. Also, Andrew was a recipient of the Ronald Reagan Leadership Scholarship and on the Dean's List at Willamette. So I'm honored to have him, and please extend the courtesies to Andrew.
Further courtesies, Representative Berger.
Mr. Speaker, colleagues, with me today is a volunteer who's been helping out in my office. He's a wonderful young man named Steve Vaughn. He is an OSU graduate, go Beavs, in agriculture, go Oregon agriculture. He happens to be representing Bruins constituent, but representing Bruins loss is my gain. He has been very helpful while he's been waiting for more paid employment. He's down here learning the legislative process. Stop by my office and say hello. If you know any good ag graduate jobs, I'm sure he'd be interested, although he has plenty of fish in the water. So please welcome my volunteer, Steve Vaughn.
Welcome. Further courtesies, Representative Gelser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, please join me in extending courtesies to Annika Hale, who's waving on the side aisle. She is a student in Mrs. McShane's class at Adams Elementary School, and she's visiting today with her dad, Dr. Hale, who also happens to be my optometrist. Annika is working on a project right now with her class to receive postcards so they can make a map of where people live and work. And since we all work in the same place and live in different places, if you would like to sign on to this postcard before I send it, please see me. I would be happy to add your name for the map at Adams School. Welcome to the Capitol, Annika, and I hope we see you again.
Welcome to your house. I also want to recognize and ask David and Carol Wheeler if they would stand and come toward the bar. The Reverend Dr. David Wheeler, as I said earlier, serves as the senior minister of the First Baptist Church of Portland. He's got a whole series of degrees from highfalutin schools like Yale and the University of Kansas and Georgetown and in Berkeley. His wife, Carol, has served as a director of volunteer services for a mental health facility, a mental health hospital. So welcome to your Oregon house. Thanks for being here today. Today is Fire Service Appreciation Day. Not only do we appreciate Representative Matthews, but yield to him for courtesies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I would like to say it is Fire Appreciation Day. We're very excited that the Governor Kulongoski has made this the day for fire service. Links back to 1678. I would like to extend courtesies up here to the upper galley. These are just some of the very fine men and women, a few that will be in the building all day. These are representatives of the Oregon Fire Service. Please recognize the sacrifice and dedication these men and women make on behalf of the Oregon Fire Service, committed to protecting the lives and property throughout our great state of Oregon. So Kelly Bach, specifically the president of the Oregon State Firefighter Council, and Carl Koenig, a great friend. He's also president of the Local 1159 and other firefighters. Thanks for being here. You'll have all day to see them. They'll be here from 10 to 3. Thank you.
Thank you. Further courtesies. I would invite a few of you to stand and remain standing. Representatives Carolyn Tomei, Tim Freeman, Jim Thompson, Paul Holvey, Cliff Bentz, Terry Beyer, and Larry Galizio. Our colleagues are all aging, and these are our colleagues who celebrated birthdays in the month of January. So happy birthday to all of you. You'll notice that Representative Galizio is not here because he is celebrating. Oh, he is here. Oh. No courtesy, Representative Galizio? Share the good news with all of us, please. Representative Galizio.
The good news is I'm here. No. Proud to report that, Saturday, my wife, Janice O'Malley, gave birth to our first son, who has an incredibly lengthy name, Giovanni Michael Cunyung Galizio, and she's doing fine and baby's doing fine.
No one can say the 75th legislative session will not be a productive session of the Oregon legislature. Seeing no further courtesies, the clerk will open the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum. All members are present. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that he has signed Senate Bill 339 and SCR 2.
First reading, memorials and resolutions.
HJR 9, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution related public school funding.
Measures read for the first time and passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports. The committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports, propositions and motions, first reading of House bills.
House Bill 2425 relating to felony driving while under the influence of intoxicants. House Bill 2426 relating to penalties for driving while under the influence of intoxicants. House Bill 2427 related to implied consent. House Bill 2428 relating to assault. House Bill 2429 relating to enterprise zones. House Bill 2430 relating to application of prevailing rate of wage and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2431 relating to aviation fuel taxes, prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires the approval of a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2432 relating to insurance. House Bill 2433 relating to health insurance. House Bill 2434 relating to addiction involving improvements to real property. House Bill 2435 relating to licensing of physicians. House Bill 2436 relating to public programs for housing, prescribing an effective date, providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2437 relating to highway construction study, appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2438 relating to health care provider collections. House Bill 2439 relating to gambling devices. House Bill 2441 relating to confessions. House Bill 2442 relating to providers, appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2443 relating to tax force public guardianships for vulnerable adults and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2444 relating to duties of long-term care ombudsman, appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2445 relating to medical assistance for individuals with disabilities under 19 years of age and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2446 relating to school finance. House Bill 2447 relating to strangulation. House Bill 2448 relating to tax credits for adoption expenses and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2449 relating to child abuse. House Bill 2450 relating to tax credit for medical assessments and child abuse investigations and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2451 relating to designated medical professionals. House Bill 2452 relating to tax credits for organ transplants. House Bill 2453 relating to lawyer-client privilege. House Bill 2454 relating to customized registration plates. House Bill 2455 relating to Oregon Education Benefit Board. House Bill 2456 relating to piped air refiling station systems. House Bill 2457 relating to the designing of residential fire sprinkler systems. House Bill 2458 relating to commodity commissions. House Bill 2459 relating to private investigators and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2460 relating to tax credit for emergency medical technicians and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2461 relating to prevention, treatment, and recovery tax, appropriating money, prescribing an effective date, and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of 3/5 majority. House Bill 2462 relating to reporting of pesticide use for veterinary purposes. House Bill 2463 relating to firearms. House Bill 2468 relating to report to the State Board of Pharmacy.
Bills read for the first time are passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 2198 related to life insurance producer continuing education requirements.
Bill read for the second time is passed to the third reading calendar. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Announcements. Remonstrances. Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am rarely disappointed in my colleague,
from Hillsboro. And the only reason I am right now is because he's only picked Hillsboro as his moniker. I think you can do better than that. I am always actually impressed by him. And I was impressed by him the other day for two reasons. He had a remonstrance that, number one, was very thoughtful regarding our fiscal situation. And number two, it impressed me that he had actually listened to me before that. So this is not a rebuttal to my friend from Hillsboro. This is, well, it says here that you are, Representative. And I'm interested to know where you're from. But this is just merely a continuation of that conversation, and I'll be very quick. He brought up the fact that if we make decisions that are fiscal in nature, we are at risk of hurting the most vulnerable. I couldn't agree more. So my only question is this: aren't we really trying to say the same thing? Because what I'm saying is that to help the most vulnerable, it's going to be really tough. And so far, and I know it's early, I don't see a lot of evidence that we're willing to make tough choices, or that we're really willing to even talk about it, because it's sort of business as usual. I don't know about you, but my committees are full of all kinds of bills, very few of them dealing with what looms over us, like the 800-pound gorilla in the room nobody will talk about. So that was my point, was are we not going to start discussing the tough things early, whether it's funding K-12 early, whether it's where we're going to have to make cuts, which are going to come. Somebody said the other day, it's like the movie, there will be blood. But somehow my perception so far is that it's business as usual. And I want to talk about the most vulnerable, and I want to talk about our priorities, but I want to talk about them now. So thank you to my friend from Hillsboro for continuing the conversation, and I hope we can do it here and elsewhere. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remonstrances, Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, today is Mozart's birthday. I was listening to Mozart as I drove down this morning, and actually I drove down in a blizzard. I don't know what it was like here, but it was snowing very hard. And I was listening to Mozart, and I was thinking how calm that made me and how it filled my soul. And I know in the next few months we're going to be looking at our budget, and we're going to be looking at education, and we're going to be looking at human services, we're going to be looking at health care. And as we look at all of these issues, and as we think about filling our children's bellies, filling our children's minds, I want us to think also about filling their souls with art, with music, with drama, with dance. We can't forget that, even that in hard times. Mozart died a pauper. He was buried in a pauper's grave. But look at the riches that he has given us. And think about the Mozarts that are still living in our state that we need to provide care and loving for. Some of us, my birthday was just mentioned. I was born during the Great Depression. My mother gave me a wonderful gift. She gave me the gift of music lessons. And as I look back, I don't know how she did that. Sometimes we only had potato soup for dinner. We might have it for a week. But I always had my music lesson. Now, as a kid, I didn't recognize what a gift that was, but as I look back, that is a gift that is kept on giving. I want us to give those gifts to our children too, and all the children in Oregon. They deserve it. They deserve to have it for the rest of their lives. Thank you.
Further remonstrances, Representative Chris Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to thank my good friend from Oregon's Christmas Tree District for clarifying his intents in his remonstrance a week or two ago. Clearly, my integrity has not been impugned, but my district of origin has been. I, in fact, come from West Eugene, not from Hillsboro, as my good friend from Oregon's Christmas Tree District seems to have thought. And so I just wanted to offer that clarification for the record. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remonstrances? Representative Jensen, 10:15 a.m., Thursday, January 29th.
Mr. Speaker, move the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m., Thursday, January 29th, 2009.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m. on Thursday, January 29th, 2009. Without objection, the House is adjourned.